Got Laura from the Narrative Observer in this morning to chat about everything that is making the paper. Now, I've got a feeling I know what's going to be making the front page.
It's like the only thing that could possibly make the front page. The Kookaburras are coming back.
Yes.
They played here against Great Britain last year in what could be described as the worst weather Narrogin has ever seen.
Yeah.
So we've got a two-match series against the Netherlands coming up, January 27 and 28, which I know a lot of people are excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's January, so fingers crossed, no rain.
Yep.
I spoke to Andrew Corner and Mark Regan from the Upper Great Southern Hockey Association and Aaron Cook from the Shire of Narrogin. These three people were instrumental in getting the deal done with Hockey Australia and the state government. So we've got a whole load of details about the match in there. Also, local favourites Tom and Russell will be playing on Saturday night. They've locked them in already, which is fantastic.
I love it.
They're
it's going to be such a big buzz around town right as we do the build-up for this. I can't wait. It's already a bit of a buzz, but it's going to be huge. Something else in the paper this week. I kind of want to talk about this one. Little dog.
We've got a little dog from QB who did so well, and she took out the dog high jump at the Kojanup show a couple of weeks ago. So her name is Smudge, and she's a three-year-old Kelpie. We've got a photo of her here with her owner, Scott. She's just adorable.
Really cute.
I'm personally a Kelpie lover, so I loved this story. She jumped over 2.4 metres.
Which is mental.
You can see here, we've got a photo of them standing in front of the wall, and it just towers over her owner, who looks pretty tall already. And, I mean, the second place dog only jumped 1.9 metres. She didn't even need to go 2.4. She's just that good.
I love it. And to quickly wrap it up as well, cricket on the back page?
Not the back page. We've got hockey on the back page.
Oh, sorry. Actually,
hockey's taking front
it's like
and back
sandwich.
Page.
It's a sandwich.
You can't escape it. We've got cricket on page 15. Towns had their first A-grade win of the season. They beat Pingerley by 140 runs. But we've also in here got some numbers from the Q Balling and Williams game.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney Ford from Williams was just amazing and got 175 not out.
Jeez, if you don't mind.
No. Which was super amazing. And then also Rhett Ballard from QB made 100. But, of course, when you've got somebody from the other team getting 175, it wasn't quite enough for QB to win. And Williams took that one out by 59 runs.
Absolutely. Laura, thanks for that. And make sure everyone grabs a copy of the Narrogin Observer today.